Late Spring by Campbell McGrath. The kingdom of perception is pure emptiness. Po Chui. I have faltered in my appointed duty. It is a small sacrilege, a minor heresy. The nature of the duty is close attention to the ivy and its tracery on riled brick, the buckled sidewalk, the optimistic fern, downed lilacs brown as coffee grounds, little twirled seed wings falling by the thousands from the maples in May wind, and the leaves themselves daily greener in ripening sunlight. To whom is their offering rendered, and from whom derived, these fallen things urging their bodies upon the pavement? There is a true name for them, a proper term, but what is it? All day I was admonished to admire the beauty of this single peony, but only now, in late starlight, do I crush its petals to my face. Elemental silk dimmed to ash, reddening already to the brushstroke of dawn. Its fragrance is a tendril connecting my mind to the rain, a root, a tap, a tether. Casting about, lachrymose, branches of the trees at first light flush with upthrust flowers like white candles in blackened sconces. Such is the form of the duty. But which is its officer, the world or the senses? The many languages of birds now refusing to reconcile, and clouds streaming out of the darkness like ants to the day's bound blossom.